We've got Mike on the line this morning, Mike Caudill, who is there at the auto show in Los Angeles with miles and miles of carpeting, I bet, there, Mike.
It's miles and miles of cars, and let me tell you, this show 112 years ago had 99 cars on the carpet, and now there are 1,000 cars on the carpet. And let me tell you, it is electrifying this year because Detroit is not happening in January. So being here in L.A., I'm literally standing in front of the most talked about vehicle that we've seen in years, and that's the new Mustang Mach-E. I'm sure you've read about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's electrified. So it's the first time Ford's ever launched in a fully electrified vehicle, and this is the first ever four-door Mustang. 300 miles of range. You'll be able to plug this up to 47%. You'll get 47% battery power in 10 minutes of time. Starting price, $44,000. It's not a concept. It will go on sale next year. The interior has a 15.5-inch screen. It's made out of vegan materials. And up front, it has what's called a frunk, which duels as an ice chest. So you'll see this. It's called the Mustang Mach-E. They have a Grand Touring Edition. It's beautiful. Toyota is showing off their RAV4 Prime here. That's a plug-in electric vehicle. Go figure, 302 horsepower under the hood of that RAV. It makes it the second fastest Toyota they have, so it'll be a pretty cool four-seater to go hit the market. And then Hyundai, they actually launched the Ioniq about a year and a half ago, but they're showing off a new version of the Ioniq here that'll get 170 miles of pure electric range, which kind of makes it, you know, a little bit of a standout. Everyone's really pushing this electric vehicle technology, but there's still a ton of performance here at the show. Acura has their new Type S concept. You got to Google this one online. The Type S concept, low, wide, performance-oriented, super luxurious. It'll have a turbocharged motor under the hood. And then you've got that Lexus LC500 convertible here. Yeah, it's a 5-liter V8, 471 horsepower. Just a fire-breathing dragon with a convertible top that drops in less than 15 seconds. And then, of course, you got all your pedestrian vehicles, things that are slightly more in the affordable category, Nissan Sentra, being launched here at the auto show. It's the first time a sub-$20,000 Nissan will come packed with Nissan's safety shield technology, so pedestrian detection, lane departure warning, cross-traffic alert, those types of technologies. And then you've got the Mirai, which is actually a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle. The hydrogen actually powers the electric motors in it. It is a super sporty-looking four-door sedan. They're now in their second generation, but that fuel cell technology is something that's growing as well. And then I've got three more for you, the Lincoln Corsair GT. They launched the Corsair earlier this year. The GT stands for Grand Touring, and that's a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. They launched here at the LA Auto Show. Nissan showing off their all-new Titan, Ford F-150 being kind of the sales leader in that category. Nissan says, wait a minute, we've got a vehicle that can have best-in-class everything. So with that Titan, it'll be a 5.6-liter V8 under the hood, and I'll close it out with this killer car for you. This week, Motor Trend named the Chevy Corvette C8 their Motor Trend Car of the Year. So cool stuff here at the LA Auto Show.
Do they have those all together, or do they separate them so you have to go in search of all those different performance vehicles?
They're all separated. So each automaker has its own individual booth, and within that individual booth, they have the ability to kind of showcase all of theirs. So I'm standing in the Ford booth right now. I'm looking at a GT500, or a Ford Ranger, a GT350, a Ford F250, and then, of course, this Mach-E. And then literally right across from me is the Honda booth, the Nissan booth, the Jeep Mopar booth, Kia, and others. So, you know, it's a big auto show, big convention center, 1,000 cars here. And it's great because you get to see everything all in one place.
Mike, let's go back to that Mach-E for a moment. Four-door Mustang, you said, electric vehicle. Does it look kind of like a Mustang or more of an SUV?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that question. So if you go online, you're going to hear from a lot of naysayers out there that say, why do you take the Mustang name and put it, you know, on a sport utility vehicle like this? And here's what my argument is. First, I'll address your question. Yes, you're going to see a front hood that looks symbolic of a Mustang. It has the same shape. And if you look at the rear of the vehicle, they have the same three brake lights and same rear architecture and curvature as a Mustang. So you definitely, without question, see the similarities between the vehicles. Now, if you go back to the 1960s when Ford launched its Mustang in the marketplace, when they launched the Mustang into the marketplace, nobody had seen a vehicle come to market that had a short rear with a long hood on it. That's what Ford did with the Mustang in the 60s. People weren't sure if it was going to be a vehicle that would be successful. Fast forward to 2019, the Mach-E is charting a new path for Ford Motor Company. It's the first time they've ever had a fully electrified vehicle. It's the Mach-E. It's the first time you've ever had a Mustang with four doors on it. So they're charting a new path, and here's what I tell everybody. I think it's bold. I think it's gutsy, and I think Ford is setting its path for the future.
And it's going on now. You mentioned that Detroit's really not having it that this year, so this is a whole change in how people are sort of going through their new car and concept car season, I guess. It starts this week.
Yeah, so it really allows the LA Auto Show to serve as one of the bigger auto shows this year. It'll kick it off. Detroit will not be happening in January. It'll happen later in the year, and I'm looking forward to it because we won't be dealing with snow. We'll be dealing with hot and humid temps outside. It'll make everybody get outside in Detroit. But, you know, the LA Auto Show is where a lot of design is happening. I mentioned that Acura a minute ago. That was designed right here in California. Automakers have a big footprint here on the West Coast. And it's where trends are started, and I think the Mach-E being showcased here in L.A. Really tells people that Ford is looking to move in a different direction and are not afraid to be bold and different.
Mike, do we see stars come out at the L.A. Auto Show?
Yeah, it's good. Glad you asked that. So later today, I'll actually be with Josh Duhamel. If you don't know who Josh Duhamel is, he starred in the Transformers movie. He played the head Marine in that movie. So I'll be with him here a little bit later. He'll be actually showing off that all-new Hyundai Ioniq. I was at the Lincoln or the Ford event on Sunday night. They had Idris Elba, who played Heimdall in the Thor movies. So if you remember the Thor movies, the guy that held the big sword to open up the Bifrost. I'm a Marvel comic junkie. That's Heimdall. So he helped launch that vehicle. And you'll see a handful of other celebrities here at the LA Auto Show. They always come in during press preview days and quietly walk the floor. I've seen Schwarzenegger here, Dustin Hoffman here. They all kind of meander the floor because at heart we're all car people.
Obviously, Dustin Hoffman and Schwarzenegger will get different size cars. It seems like they would have to fit in there. Well, we appreciate your time, Mike, sharing it with this morning. Thanks for getting us an insight into the new year for the autos. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Mike Caudill joining us this morning from the LA Auto Show.